Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we just want to thank you. We want to thank you, and we want to glorify you, and we want to lift you up on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And before we go any further, God, we just want to bless you. We want to tell you just how much we love you and how much we adore you, Lord, because it's so many times, God, that we are not mindful enough to do it during the day, God. When a situation is coming up against us, God, we don't come to you and say thank you, Lord. We don't come to you and exalt you, God. We do not even acknowledge you in the midst of that situation, but right now, God, in the name of Jesus, we want to give you our best praise. We want to give you our best worship. We want to give you all the salutations and all the glory and all the honor because you are worthy, God. You are worthy, God. You are worthy, God. You are worthy, God. And there is nobody else that is like you, Lord. There's none like you now, then, and even to come. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are great, and you are greatly to be praised. There's none like you now, then, Lord, and even to come. And you are all distinguished from any other God. You are the only true and living God. And we want to give you our best on today, God. You said that you created us to worship you, Lord, with the very fruit of our lips. So we're going to open up our mouths, and we're going to give you the salutations. We're going to clap our hands because you like that sound. We're going to stomp our feet because we love to dance for you. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! You say into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. So we're going to do that, Lord. We're not going to be distracted. We're not going to worry about what everybody else is doing. We're not going to worry about who here and who ain't. We're not going to worry about who prayed and who can't. But we're going to do it, God. And we're going to do it individually because we need you, Lord. And we're acknowledging that on today. We're confessing it on today, God. And we're welcoming you into the sanctuary. We're welcoming you into our hearts. We're welcoming you into our minds. We'll welcome you into our situations. We're welcoming you on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, because you are worthy. You are worthy, God. This is your sanctuary. This is your church. Oh, God, I'm asking you to endow us and empower us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, with your glory. I'm asking you right now, Father God, that you would allow your wisdom to expound in this place on tonight, God. I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you would help your people to turn out the walls and the barriers of defeat and depression. I'm asking you to strengthen your people on today, Father God, that they will continue to press and endure. I'm asking you on today, Father God, that you would do the thing that they think that is impossible. I'm asking you to manifest yourself. I'm asking you to reveal, because we know, I know, that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask, think, or imagine. I know, God, that you, God, is he who was, who is, and who is to come. I know, God, that you are the great I am. And before we do anything else, we're going to call your name Jesus, because only that name can save us. Only that name can allow a prayer to become into actuality. Only that name can heal us. It's that name, Father God. Oh, Lord. So we're going to call on your son, Jesus. We're going to call on him in our situation and our marriages. We're going to call on him in that situation in our homes. We're going to call on him in that situation in our minds. We're going to call on him in that situation in our bodies. We're going to call him in that situation on our jobs. We're going to call on the name Jesus concerning our finances. We're calling on the name Jesus. Help us today, Lord. Jesus, be in the midst. Jesus, enter in. Enter in, God. Enter in, Father God, and so Dio Cosanida Lacasia. Oh, God, he can't name a man in a local seer. Oh, mama, I need a local sana. Oh, God, I'm asking you to touch that child, God. Touch that child with that hole in his heart. Touch him right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And I'm asking you to extend his life. Extend his life on today. Oh, God, help him. Remove the Roko Sana. Oh God, I didn't hold my mind in the Roko Sia. I'm standing in the gap for my now, Lord. Oh God, help me, Roko Sia. Hold his ear, I can't shut them in my mind in the Roko Sia. Oh, Jesus. I know that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask, think, or imagine, God, but I'm coming to you, Lord. And I'm asking that you allow your will to be done. If you want me, I'll go shut it and I'll go see, Lord, I'm asking you to do it. If you want me, I'll go shut it and I'll go send, I'm asking you to do it, God. Whatever it is, Lord. Oh, my mind, I can see. Let him not suffer, Jesus. Oh, my mind, I can see. Touch him right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. You already have designed the instinct of his life, Father God. You knew how long or how short you wanted them to be in this earth. But whatever it is, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you, let it not to be a tragic death, Lord. Let it not to be devastating to the mother and the grandmother. Oh, God, but I'm asking you right now to be on Kosita. Get him out of acceptance. Get him out, Father God, to be on Kosita. And if it's according to your will, your purpose, and your plan, I'm asking you to heal today. Heal even the brokenness in the hearts of each and every individual in the sanctuary, God. I'm asking you to remove any old ties and any soul ties and sever those things on today, God. That we may have a heart of absolution to even forgive this, Lord. I'm asking you right now, Father God, that you will teach your people hands to war and their fingers to fight, God. That they will become men and women of valor, Lord. That they will war in the spirit and not carnal. Oh, God, I'm asking you to help us on today, God. And put coals of fire on our tongue and burn up any and everything that's not like you, God, that we will only speak the oracles of you, Father God. We will not backbite and backlash one another, Father. We will not spit our poisonous venom on today. I'm asking you to help us on today, Lord. That we will be at peace with one another, Father God. I'm asking you on today, Father God, that you sever them old ties and them soul ties, God. I'm asking you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, that you help us. Help us in any and every area of our lives on tonight, God. I'm asking you right now, Father God, that you are the Akasan Nidalokoshana. Remove any jealousy, enviousness, backbiting, tailbearing, covetousness, lavishness, maliciousness, debate, hate, any bitterness, fornication, masturbation, any vain thinking, foul thinking, any perverted thinking, pulling our finger, wagging our head. Help us on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we won't be easily deceived. I'm asking you to sever that spirit of manipulation and even deception. I'm asking you right now, Father God, to direct our footsteps and guide our paths. I'm asking you right now, Father God, to renew the right spirit inside of us. Remove the hardness of the heart and the stony heart. I'm asking you to settle a matter by the Oko Sunday and Oko Sia. Sign seal the Oko Sunday and Aha. Oh, my mind, the Oko Sunday and Oko Sia. Oh, God. I'm asking you to do it, God. Because I know that you can. I know that you delight in doing so. I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God, and give us a heart of acceptance of that thing that's hard for us to accept. I'm asking you to give us a heart of courage on today that we may face that thing that we are afraid of. And then I'm asking you to remove that spirit of fear because you are a God of love, of power, love, and of a sound mind. I'm asking you to remove any fear. Perfect the love down inside of us, Lord, that we will not be afraid of loss. We will not be afraid of loneliness. We will not be afraid of not being accepted. We will not be afraid of rejection. We will not be afraid of the Oko Shanita like I see, but we will walk in your truth, because your truth is that you sent your son Jesus that he may die, that we may have life and have it in an abundance. And the only way that we can enter into that abundance is we seek his face, because he is the way, the truth, and the life. Oh God, I'm asking you to give us a heart to choose the right way, that narrow way, that way, Father God, that may lead us, Father, Father God, into your presence. Oh God, and if there's anything inside of our hearts that's holding us back, God, we lay it down at your feet right now. Every care, every worry, every problem, every concern, and every challenge. Even a hidden stuff that's down in the inside of our hearts, Lord, that we never even mentioned. We want to give it unto you right now. Even that stuff, Father God, that we've been holding in our treasure box. Oh God, that is not good for us. And it keep being reenacted in our thoughts and in our minds. We're going to give you that too. We're going to give you all these soul ties and these old ties. We're going to give you all these evil and wicked and ill wickedness that we have towards one another. We're going to give it all to you on today. The unforgiveness. Oh, my mind, it don't go see the perversion. Oh, my mind, it don't go see the hate. Oh, my mind, it don't go see the bitterness and the resentment and the covetousness. We're giving you everything, God, that easily besets us and put us in a place of self-bewitchment. Oh, God. Oh, God. Giving it all to you right now, God. Oh, Baba Basha. Oh, Baba Basha. Help your people on today, God. Even in the midst of their sacrifices, Lord. I'm asking you to give them strength, Father God, to know, Father God, that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask, think, or imagine. Oh, God, let them know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that whatever it is, oh, God, that you are there. Oh, God, that you are able. Oh, God, that you are the one. Oh, God, that you are the only one. Let your people know, God. Let them know, God. Let them know, God. Oh, my mind, in the local Sunday, like I and strip them old practices, Father God. Strip that old mentality, Lord. Renew the right mind in your people, God. Transform their thoughts on today, Father God, that they would keep their mind on you, Lord. Transform their actions on today, God, that they would do more like you, God. Help us on today, God, and some of that spirit of greed, some of that spirit of selfishness, some of that spirit of gluttony. I'm asking you to do it on today, God. Help us on today, Father God, to be and cleanse us out. Cleanse out our hearts on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Circumcise our heart on today. Cut off any and everything, Father God, that causes us, Lord, to continuously and repetitively fall short. Help us on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to be grounded and rooted, holy and steadfast and unmovable in your will, your way, your purpose. Let your word become like an our lives on today, Father God, that we may be able to experience life the way that you designed it, and not the way that we think, not the way that we want, not the way that we desire, but what you has already predestined, preordained, and has already designed, declared, and decreed for each and every last one of us individually. Help us on today, God, to help one another. Help us to have compassion and love in our hearts sincerely, and give us a pure heart sincerely, and give us pure thoughts sincerely. Oh God, help us on today and remove that mask, remove that pretense, remove it on today, God, that we can simply be true to ourselves as we be true unto you. Oh God, help us even in our unbelief, God. Oh, my mind is local, shut up. Give us that clarity that we need in the thing that we deal with, your consignment, like I shall not. And even give us the wisdom, Lord, because you said that if we lack it, to ask you, and you will freely give it to us, Lord. So I'm asking you to give your people wisdom, Father God, in their reactions and conversations, and even in the things that they want to comment or even respond to in a conversation. Give your people the wisdom, Father God, to approach a matter, Father God, in a pleasant and kind way, Father God, and not be so quick and easily offended, Father God. Help your people on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to be still in your will, God, that your will be performed in their lives perfectly, God, as you have already declared it. I'm asking you to help us, God, not to be self-will. Help us not to be self-righteous. Help us not to be judgmental. Help us not to point our finger and wag our head or be so quick to give our opinion on today, God, but give us that praying spirit that we will pray for one another. Give us that praying spirit that we will intercede for one another. Give us that praying spirit and knowing, Father God, that through prayer, it will surely change things. a fresh breath, a new anointing, and even new direction, even in you, God. Right now, Lord, be in our midst. Go down each and every last one of these pews and keep your angels in your east, west, north, and south from the roots of the foundation around the entire perimeter, God. Let no hurt, harm, and danger come before us, around us, near us, across our path, or the threshold of this building, God, of this sanctuary, God. Oh, God, continue to shield us and protect us on today, Father God, and help us on today, God, even in our spending. Oh God, give us the wisdom we need in any and every area of our life, even handling our grown children, even in communicating with our family members. Lord, remove and sever any division in our families on today. I'm asking you to do that for us, Lord. Do it right now according to your timing, God, and according to the season that you have already designed for the reconciliation. Oh God, I'm asking you to prepare our hearts on tonight, God. Prepare our hearts to receive our husbands. Prepare our hearts to accept the duties that we have as a wife, the way that you ordained it to be. Prepare our hearts on today, Father God, and remove any and everything that causes us to be like the Oko Sande de Loko Shande de la Casia. Give us peace, God. Give us peace now, God. In your son Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And amen.